This is 90.9 WBUR. The Independent Film Festival Boston is in full swing this weekend, and today an autobiographical documentary by Lyda Kuth will go up on the big screen. It's an interesting trading places moment for Kuth. After 20 years of helping New England filmmakers fund their movies, she finally decided to turn the camera on herself. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
Lyda Kuth has been to the Independent Film Festival Boston every year since it began a decade ago. But this is her first time here as a filmmaker.
I used to say to filmmaker friends of mine that I'd go to these festivals, and there would be all the kind of other people who supported film, and they'd be having their meetings and stuff. And I just kept saying, I just want to hang out with the filmmakers. And so now I get to hang out with the filmmakers.
In the filmmakers' lounge. And Kuth knows a lot of them. She runs the Left Foundation in Cambridge and has provided hundreds of grants, anywhere between $5,000 and $25,000, for hundreds of indie films in the Boston area. Kuth is kind of nervous about today's screening.
This is a hometown screening for me. And it is very weighted in the sense of it's like sort of being under a microscope. And people have characterized me, both kind of close friends, but also colleagues in the field. They say, you're making a personal documentary, but you're such a private person. So I think like some exhibitionist side of me must be coming out, which is funny.
In her documentary, Love and Other Anxieties, Kuth puts her family history and her 20-year marriage on the big screen. She started making it 4 years ago as a more general exploration of love and relationships. But as the 57-year-old's teenage daughter got ready to leave for college, Kuth started ruminating. What would happen between her and her husband now? Here's a scene from early in the film.
And with the empty nest looming, I have a lot to ruminate on. I can't imagine it being just me and my husband again. And I'm pretty worried about this next stage of my marriage.
In the film, Lyda seeks answers to her own questions. But here in the lobby of the Somerville Theater, she tells me she's also raising universal questions, not just for empty nesters.
Everybody's walking around having this conversation with themselves about their connectedness or their not connectedness, or their feeling loved or not loved, or their loving or not loving. And you can be married, you can be single, you can be 65, you can be 23. So I think what I wanted to reveal is that running monologue that we all have.
I watched this film getting made, like from the beginning to the end.
Documentary filmmaker Rob Moss has received funding from Kuth's foundation. He also teaches at Harvard and says he's enjoyed observing Kuth going through the painful process of making a personal documentary.
Very closely, while the film's going from being an idea to a mess, to less of a mess, to something that's pretty good, to something that's quite terrific.
Moss and his peers credit Kuth with transforming the local filmmaking community over the years, and he admits he's a little surprised at Kuth putting herself on the line.
It's completely crazy for her to have done this. I mean, it's just nuts. For someone who's seen so many filmmakers struggle so hard to make so many movies, to see how difficult it is to get them out in the world, to see how expensive they are, having seen all of that so close up, she's sort of thrown herself into this pack of hungry filmmakers, and she's a hungry filmmaker as well.
Lyda Kuth says making Love and Other Anxieties was one of the hardest things she's ever done, but she still wants to make more movies. And after her four-year journey, Kuth is also making a personal vow.
I will never, ever ask a filmmaker why it's taking them so long to finish the film.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Your profile caught my eye. Take a look at mine, write if you like, your call on this first round. Your profile struck me as refreshingly honest. Take a look at my profile and let me know if you're interested in getting to know each other. And then I thought I'd just start writing whatever came to mind. I know that you probably appreciate sponsors.